Lifted Life podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 47, The Trance of Separateness. I am reading that off a piece of paper. I don't know what that is, so please explain it.
Welcome to another episode brought to you by my ideas, not his. Okay, so I had this idea of talking about the greatest illusion of our time, the greatest illusion of mankind, the trance of separateness, and how maybe, just maybe, this trance, this illusion, is the only thing standing in our way of a magnificent, empowered, crazy, beautiful, wild life. What do you think?
So what are we separate from?
We're not separate from anything.
What's the trance saying we're separate from?
Truth, love, and light. Everything we need, everything we ever dreamt of, every feeling of love and wholeness and beauty, it's actually ours. We are actually way more connected than we are separate to each other and to God or love or energy or the universe than we ever even realized. We know this, it's just that we've forgotten. So the trance is this veil that I'm inviting you to peek under today. Can you hear me? So I thought for funsies, we would explore our own trances of separateness and how it plays out in our life so that maybe you can apply it to your life and say, how might I be living under this trance of separateness? So anytime you fall prey to this feeling of not enoughness, and that can be not enough time, not enough money, not enough energy, not enough ideas, not enough love, not enough anything, I believe you are under the illusion of separateness. You are separating yourself from the abundance, the flow of life that is everywhere around us. So if I'm in a feeling of anxiety and I'm trying to control an outcome in the future, good luck with that, right? Mm-hmm. Changing the future in the now, unless you're going into a meditative state and connecting to the quantum realm, which you're typically going to be doing good things, not things you're worried about. But anyway, let's say you're feeling anxious. You're probably pinching yourself out off from the connectedness of peace of mind, of love, of truth and beauty. So that would be one example of my personal experience in my past that I've struggled a lot with anxiety. And so that is how I've had to overcome the trance of separateness. Do you have anything in mind that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, it's something very, very recent. Sorry, as in yesterday or last night. I went back for my 20th year class reunion. And on the way there, I didn't realize before that I had this, but I had this anxiety or this wanting to go, but not really wanting to go. And I just kind of played it. I mean, I got to drive for 3 hours in my car alone, so I got a lot of time.
Sounds like a vacay when you have kids.
Yeah. So I was just kind of playing it out. Like, what's the problem? Like, you want to go. Like, I want to see other people. And then I realized it's me. Like, I'm not comfortable around them for some reason. And then kind of kept playing that out. And I realized that it's my own insecurities or theirs. It's one or the other. But it's how I'm perceiving those. So it's my connection to myself and to source and what I'm allowing to disconnect myself. And the whole time I was worried basically about what they would think of me or judge me.
You said I'm not comfortable around them. And I think you could have just stopped it. I'm not comfortable because it's not really about them.
It's not about them.
Because when you went to Texas and it was a totally different group of people, totally different vibe, you suddenly had the same exact like, ugh. What am I doing?
Yeah. That's exactly right. It's the same feeling, depending on where you live. But it was the same feeling that I'm not comfortable with me, but I am comfortable with me. But
The trance took hold for a moment.
This trance of I'm not comfortable, or I'm not enough, or I'm not this, which those are all illusions. I am enough. I am comfortable. I am these things. I chose for some reason to not be. And yeah, so I worked very hard the whole way there and there, being very present with every classmate, trying to talk to them, trying to be as present as possible with them, while realizing if I'm ever uncomfortable, it's my choice to be uncomfortable. And it's also some sort of reflection of myself off them, of some discomfort.
Yeah, hearing you say that reminds me of some tough slack I got this week. Someone posted they do not recommend Lifted over on Facebook. I didn't talk to you about it, but I thought, let's just go live with it. So I found out this lady did not even try our products. She just didn't like the video we made about Hope for Healing, and that where I expressed that antidepressants had a lot of icky side effects for me. I felt like they really zapped my creativity and a lot of other things. And I just said, for me, it wasn't working and I wanted to find a more natural way to feel better. And from my experience, I know that if I've experienced that, then other people have. And for some people, antidepressants have worked great. Combining antidepressants with our probiotics has worked great. What works for one person doesn't work for another. And I never really try to say this is the one way. And she just was really still put off by this video and said it was too woo, Tim. not our people, hashtag. Because there's no such thing as too much woo.
But what's interesting is I found myself, of course it came up at my class reunion, everyone's asking about Lifted, asking about it. And I found myself explaining it. And at the very beginning, I was a little uncomfortable as well. Like, I'm prescribing something. And immediately I stopped. I'm like, I'm not. I'm telling you my experience and our experience and how we found it beneficial. Mm-hmm. If you can relate to it, we have something to talk about. If you can't, then that's your journey and that's your choice.
Right.
Right.
Yes, totally. We can come back to that whole idea of you getting nervous about that too, and how you felt like you were telling my story, but really Lifted has become kind of your story and you have your own version of it, which is, you know, great. So anyway, going back to this idea of this woman who was not very friendly about this, and I then found out it had nothing to do with really our products, just the brand messaging. She didn't like it. And I found myself kind of going back and forth, trying not to be snarky. You guys, I have to try really hard because I have, you know how some people are like, man, I came up with the best comeback, but it was 5 minutes too late. Guess what? Not me. It's right there at the tip of my tongue, ready to throw you away.
Or that's not beauty of business. Social media. You can come back anytime and drop your comeback.
This is true, but I'm typically at the ready with it. And I have to like take a deep breath and think, how do I want to really show up as a brand? And if this woman is taking the time to do this, then she probably has some areas that she's struggling with. And is it really beneficial to, you know, have this good comeback? No, not at all. But then it really kind of got me down because I realized we had these other really amazing recommendations and I hadn't spent nearly as much time thanking them or conversating with them about it. And I just realized that's so how our mind works. We may get 100 compliments, but that one really nasty email will stick with us all day. And that is another example of the veil of separateness. Instead of connecting to those other 99 amazing emails or customers or stories, we dwell on this one area of not enoughness or of not good enough or whatever it is. And so for me, sometimes lifting the veil means taking a step back and looking at the big picture and saying, why am I giving this so much of my focus and my attention? Because that really is our superpower, is where we're giving our attention. And there's a quote by Jim Fortin that he says, you are where your attention is. And it's been really beneficial for me as I go through this world as a somewhat sensitive person and with news having so many things to say about bad things and deciding I am where my attention is. And is this where I want to give my attention to? So sometimes lifting the veil of separateness means being more deliberate about what you give your time, energy, and attention to. So just like with the 3 hours in the car, you could have allowed that to be 3 hours of getting nervous for something, or you could have said, I'm going to spend this time getting intentional about how I want to show up. So intention is a big part of this too. So looping back, what did I say I want to loop back to? Getting you saying you kind of got nervous feeling like, because you can't, well, you can, anybody can do anything, but you're less likely to get nervous telling your story. But when you feel like you have to tell it, my story, in the right way, I think that can sometimes be mm-hmm. Another veil of separation that, oh, this is the right way to say it or the whatever. But instead, you're sharing your experience of my story.
Yeah, it was a couple things. It was that. It was also, I've been on this journey, this new journey, and I feel like I've changed a lot as a person. And a lot of these people know me from 20 years ago, which that was a part of me. That was a version of me. And they want to talk about the things I did 20 years ago because that's what they remember, which is fine. But at the same time, it's like I don't want to judge myself of who I was 20 years ago. And I don't really want to judge them who they were 20 years ago. I was more interested in now.
Who are you now?
Who am I now?
Who have you become?
But it's really hard for them. And I set an intention to myself to not ask them what they do. Ask everyone how they're feeling, what they're doing right now. And I was joking with someone. They're like, where are you now? I'm like, I'm in this room with you.
And did they look at you like you're a weirdo?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I don't think there's anyone there that was too as woo as me. Maybe. They may have been hiding it.
The woo meter
didn't go off. But what were we talking about?
I was saying that you're talking about getting nervous. Oh, and mm-hmm. And how does this relate to this separateness and how often we feel the separateness? So let's just say even if you're in a funk, can you see how being in a funk, you've completely just fallen prey to the trance of separateness?
I personally find myself, like, I believe everything you said. I believe that by default, we are connected to source when we're born. And for some reason, we choose to forget because we need contrast, or I don't know why humans do it, but I believe we're born connected and we disconnect for some reason. And we spend our whole life trying to figure out how to reconnect. So I buy into that completely. I get frustrated myself when I fall victim or fall prey to this trance where I allow myself to separate, mm-hmm. even though I don't want to. And I do all this personal work to stay connected. I still find myself getting nervous or telling a story of how this happened to me and it's their fault. Like that's, I still do that. Mm-hmm. And that,
but do you do it less than you used to do?
I do it less, but the awareness of that I shouldn't be doing it and then knowing that I'm doing it, then I get frustrated because I'm doing it. Like, that's the thing I need to work on personally. I
think. Another layer of awareness that says, oh, here comes the frustration that I did it.
Yeah.
Like, how can I be more compassionate to myself?
How can I appreciate that I caught it instead of waiting a week? Like, I caught it immediately.
But and also then, how you judge it. So if you're like, there's my humanness again. Mm-hmm. If you label it as something bad or wrong.
Well, the same way I didn't want to judge any of my classmates, I don't need to judge myself either. But for some reason, I don't give myself a pass. Mm-hmm. I gave all of them a pass, but not me.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, how we both can be pretty hard on ourselves, but mm-hmm. in different ways. And I've talked a little bit about my journey with healing some chronic headaches that I was dealing with and an app I've been using, which I think I've mentioned here and there, but it's called Curable. And I really love it. And it's talked about how if you have this tendency to be a perfectionist, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I'm not a perfectionist. I don't need anything to be perfect. I have my own scattered way of doing things. So perfectionist didn't resonate. And yet when you list off some of the things a perfectionist does, I'm like, oh, crap. That is kind of me because I like things done a certain way. It's not a perfect way, but it's my way. And I like it that way. And a lot of times that personality type, you are achievement oriented. You are probably creating great things either in your career or your personal life because you're driven and you're committed to achieving it, but at what cost? Mm. And so hearing you say that just reminds me of how we both have this drive to create something magnificent within the business in our life. And yet we continually try to stop and ask ourselves at what cost, because if we're not having fun along the way, or if we're not creating the family lifestyle that we want, then it's really not the kind of success we thought we wanted, which is yet another trance. Sometimes we go into this achievement mode, trying to prove our worth, trying to prove our, that we're good enough for whatever it is. Maybe it's someone's love, maybe it's our own, but that's yet another trance of separateness. Once we realize how connected we are and we tap back into that, there's nothing to prove. Mm-hmm. And there's, it just becomes fun again to create and to achieve some milestones and to enjoy it along the way. So to me, that's yet another example. So we can go back and say, you know, if you're in this low vibration of depression or anxiety, you're probably in the trance of separateness. And if you're over here just striving and achieving and refusing to take a break, that'd be me sometimes learning that lesson. You are probably also under the trance of separateness.
The two extremes, right? On then, different sides.
Yes. And then, of course, somewhere in between, you two probably fall under the trance of separateness. I think the idea is that most of us do. Some people are literally under this, what is it called? The program of just completely robotic living. And they don't even understand that their whole program is separate. Mm-hmm. And there's some people are in different parts of the spectrum of waking up to say, oh, there's a connection. I feel it sometimes. There's this heart opening. There's this lightness. There's this peace of mind that I've experienced. And it's tapping into that connectedness that's always there. It's just that we pinch ourselves off from it. So then the question comes to mind, how do you lift the veil of separateness? That's a tough one. So are you ready for that?
Let's go. How do you do it?
Present moment awareness. So you wake up to the fact that if you're thinking about the past or the future, then you are probably clinging to some sort of idea of achievement or sadness that's not true.
I think the hard part is it really is that easy. It really is. The concept is simple. You stop, get present, and just kind of go through your thoughts, and then you say, are any of these serving me? And then, are any of them real? Are any of them current? Mm-hmm. And usually it's no. Mm-hmm. And then you can feel that connection again. And it really is that simple, but I think it gets discounted because it really is that simple.
And I think there's a Rumi quote. It's something like, your job is not to seek for love, but to break down all the walls you've built up against it.
Yeah.
That's paraphrasing. But it is truly that, that awareness. And when you bring that level of awareness that there's this loving energy that's just pulsing everywhere, just waiting to get in. If you could just put the shield down, if you could just put down your armor and let it in, sometimes that requires stillness. So one tip I think for lifting the trance of separateness is awareness. And I would say the next step or mode to try would be getting really quiet and still and allowing, don't focus on your head. I realize I do this sometimes. I get so focused on what's going on up there, watching it, being the watcher, not the thinker, observing. And I realize I get really heady, and that's something I'm learning. So I just put all of my energy on my heart. And with one hand on my heart, and typically one on my lower tummy, I put all of my focus on my heart. And when I start to feel this kind of expansive glow in my heart area, I know that I'm tapping into something really lovely. And so that would be another way. I know there's probably a million and one ways. It could be movement for you. When you dance or run, you get into a flow state and you can connect back to the truth. For some people, it's nature, prayer, chanting,
breath work,
mm-hmm. Community, all sorts of amazing ways to put down the shield, lift the veil, and remember. It's all about remembering, because it's not about seeking to know something that you don't know. It's already within you. And I think also a level of awareness to say, how am I pinching it off? Is it in this realm of anxiety and depression, these low level emotions of sadness and grief? And it's okay to feel that way. But if you're stuck there, I don't think that's where we're intended to stay. Or is it over here on this other end where we're striving and going and refusing to slow down? I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I think we all have to some extent. But either way, if you're not feeling the full connection, the full flow of life, then in some way there's a veil of separateness that you're under the illusion of. Any other thoughts?
Yeah. I feel like there is, I'm trying to think how to say this, that there is the veil, and there always will be a veil. I mean, you're creating the veil. The question is, what kind of veil do you want to have? Mm-hmm. And I think all the tips that you gave are good ways to reconnect to source or whatever you want to call it. But I think I know that everyone knows how to do it and everyone has their own way. And these are great tips and you should try them. But you're right. It's remembering. It's mm-hmm. like you already know. And you feel like you don't know, and that's the trance, is that you feel like you don't know, but you do know, and you do have a unique way of doing it. And being still is probably the best way to ask
for you
to ask yourself. Well, for me, but no, I think for anyone, is to ask yourself, what is my best way to reconnect? Mm-hmm. It's kind of out there, but
yeah. Oh, you mean to get still and then find the way to
yeah.
What is or my path?
What is my best way? What's my next best way to get connected to?
There's a form of dance called Koya. And it's invented by this woman who was a dancer. And then she also was a yogi, and she just combined choreography with yoga, and it's called Koya. And the whole premise of the style of movement is when we move, we remember. So for her, dance and movement has been the direct path to the divine. And I just think that's really cool. I do enjoy movement as well. Did you say though that there's always a veil or what?
Yeah, I think there's always a veil. I don't think you can remove the veil.
Because the humanness, the human component?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
You can disagree.
I think I will choose to disagree. I think that when you lift the veil and you're in this, what some might call it enlightened, some might call it awakened, some might call it Christ consciousness, when you're truly tapped into the truth, maybe it's just a millisecond, a glimmer, the veil has been lifted. Mm-hmm. Some people, I think, live their life with the veil lifted. Not I. I was looking for a post to share a review briefly, and that's when you slid that in. You're like, yeah, we all got a veil. It's always there. I'm like, wait a second. I think I just heard something. I gotta say, I don't. We talked about that before. We were like, there's always been, like, I don't think so.
Well, I feel like your brain is always trying to pattern match what's happening and predict the next thing that's going to happen. So when something happens that you don't see coming or you don't expect, then you start getting worried and you start trying to make meaning to this and try to figure out if it's going to kill you or what's going on. So I feel like that's part of the veil, but once you realize that your brain is doing that and you can actually control what it's ascribing meaning to, then that's when you have your power back and you're reconnecting. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All good stuff. Find what works for you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to quickly read a review from Karen, who posted a 5-star review about our mood boosting probiotics, saying amazing results. And she said, this product is truly amazing. I have taken antidepressants for decades, but in the past year, even with changing meds, they had just lost their mojo. I have been researching the brain-gut connection and felt probiotics might be the answer. Lifted Naturals seemed to be addressing my issues perfectly. I am 71 and felt I really needed a jump start. This was before I listened to Sylvia talk on Facebook about taking it slow and began with one capsule morning and night. Luckily, I had no side effects. It took about a week, and then one morning I woke up without that heaviness, and I actually got through the day without a struggle. I was skeptical but hopeful, and the lift has continued. This is a product I will not be without, and I'm recommending it to all of my friends. I really love that review. I've posted it. Oh yeah, thank you, Karen. I've posted that a couple different places. So that was amazing, and she's talking about a Facebook video where I did a live and basically broke down the differences between our three probiotics, because we do have three mood-focused probiotics. A lot of people will say, well, which one should I take if I have more depressive symptoms or anxiety-like symptoms? And it's actually not quite as much about that, as much of about what are your sensitivities, because like I said, they're all mood-focused. It's more about which one do you need. Some of them have the lactobacillus strain. One of them does, our mood-boosting probiotic. And most people do fine with that. But then there are a few people in the world, probably more than a few, myself included, that do better with the bifido-only bacterial strains. So we have the Bifidus Mood Boost, and then one other that has no prebiotics, whereas the first two do have prebiotics. So I did a breakdown in that video, and if you're wanting to learn more, definitely go check that out. I think we're getting ready to run some ads to it because we need more people to see that video. Mm-hmm. So that's on our to-do list this week. A lot of lifted to-do list things. I want to talk to you about, we're going to make that graphic out of that cool. We were recently in Rachel Ray Everyday Magazine. Mm-hmm. So we're wanting to run some more awareness to that because it's really cool. So anyways, a lot of behind the scenes stuff that we're going to be working on this week, but you can count on us every week to bring it here for you to talk about really deep emotional, spiritual stuff. So hope this has been useful for you. If so, be sure to tap that review button, give us some stars, and write a quick review or rating and all that. That's super helpful for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.